AI, so there's a growing industry of AI whose entire job is to watch other AI. Not build it, not improve it, just watches, like a babysitter for robots that occasionally lie to you, and investors are pouring tens of millions of dollars into this. Let that sink in. Welcome to AI News Blend. I'm your host. Let's get into it. All right, story number one. Let's talk about a company called Arise AI. Back in 2020, a handful of AI infrastructure veterans looked around and thought, hey, everyone's racing to build these AI agents, AI, but nobody's checking if they're actually telling the truth. So they built a platform to do exactly that. Trace what an agent did, which tools it used, whether its answer was actually grounded in real information, or whether it just made something up and said it with confidence. This month, Arise closed a $70 million Series C led by Adam Street Partners. Here's where it gets interesting. Think about what an AI agent actually does now. It's not just answering a question anymore, it's calling other tools, looking things up, making decisions, handing off tasks to other agents. AI, that's not a single step, that's a whole chain of decisions, any one of which can quietly go wrong. And when it does go wrong, good luck figuring out which link in that chain broke. It's like trying to find out which of your 15 group chat friends started a rumor, except the rumor might cost your company a lawsuit. So Arise built what they call Trace Evol Learn, basically a black box flight recorder, but for AI agents. Every decision, every tool call, every hallucination logged and replayed, and honestly, AI, I think this says something bigger than just cool new startup. I think it's an admission. A quiet, very expensive admission from the entire AI industry that these systems are not fully trustworthy yet. We built agents that can act on our behalf, and now we need an entire second industry just to keep tabs on the first one. That's not a side project. That's a confession takeaway. The age of just trust the AI is over. AI. Welcome to the age of trust, but verify and also hire a company to verify the verifying. But here's the thing, while everyone was watching the Arise headline, something quieter and honestly a little weirder was happening in the background. The big infrastructure players are jumping in too. Not the scrappy startups, I mean Datadog, Dynatrace, and a company called Observe, which just raised $156 million in its own Series C. Now, Observe has this thing they call an AI SRE. SRE, for the uninitiated, is basically the person who gets paged at 3 a.m. AI when a website goes down. Observe's pitch, let an AI agent be that person, let it look at the incident, figure out what broke and fix it automatically. Wait, pause, read that again. We're using AI agents to monitor and fix problems caused by AI agents. If you're thinking, isn't that a little bit like hiring a raccoon to guard your trash can from other raccoons? Yeah, kind of. There's actually a term some analysts are using for this now, the observability paradox. You build a watchdog AI to catch the mistakes of your worker AI. But what happens when the watchdog itself hallucinates or drifts or gets confused? Who's watching the watcher? At some point, this stack goes turtles all the way down. And it's not just about mistakes anymore, it's about security. There's a company called Aporia, specifically built to catch what they call prompt injection, which is basically someone sneaking hidden instructions into text an AI reads, tricking it into leaking data or doing something it shouldn't. That's not a the AI got a little confused problem, that's a someone actively hacked your chatbot problem. AI. And apparently it's common enough that an entire company exists just to guard against it. So here's the nuance on top of story one. It's not just that agents make mistakes, it's that agents can be manipulated, and the bigger and more autonomous these systems get, the more that stops being a bug report and starts being a security incident. Quick hits before we go. Fiddler AI is doubling down on something called explainability, basically forcing AI systems to show their work like a math teacher who doesn't trust your answer unless you show the steps. AI. A startup called Suga raised $10 million pitching Bring Your Own Cloud, because apparently companies don't even trust the observability vendors with their own sensitive data, which, if you think about it, is a little bit hilarious. And engineers on forums are increasingly pushing back on all of this, favoring open source tools like Langfuse and Phoenix instead of paying vendors. Because, and I'm paraphrasing the general vibe here, Nobody wants three different companies holding a transcript of everything their AI agent has ever done. So here's the big picture. AI, for the last few years, the entire AI conversation has been about capability. Can it write code? Can it pass the bar exam? Can it book your flights bigger, faster, smarter? But this week's real story isn't about capability at all. It's about trust. An entire industry funded with hundreds of millions of dollars now exists purely because we built AI agents that are powerful enough to act on our behalf, but not yet trustworthy enough to act without a babysitter standing right behind them. And maybe that's actually the healthy version of this story. AI, maybe the fact that we're building watchdogs before something goes catastrophically wrong is the responsible move for once. Or maybe we're just quietly admitting that we shipped something we don't fully understand and we're scrambling to build the seatbelt after the car is already doing 80 on the highway. Either way, the age of blind trust in AI is officially over. Now it's the age of receipts. That's your blend for today. I'll see you tomorrow.